Like Paul says in the, remember in the last chapter, the last verse, he says, what, shall I come to you with a rod? With the spirit of meekness. Sometimes a rod is necessary, believe it or not. I'll tell you what, in my life, I've gone through things. God's been pretty light on me with the rod, I have to say. I would not want to say he was hard on me and then have him have to show me how hard he can be. Okay? But God sometimes puts people through, like when Paul, he was struck down the road to Damascus. He was actually struck blind. You're blind! You can't see! He was persecuting the church. And he loved Paul from the foundation of the world. From before the foundation of the world, he had appointed him to be an apostle, and he struck him blind. The person that's done this, it's like, he's saying, he's done such a wicked thing. Deliver him to Satan, which means, says, God, give this person over to Satan, that their flesh may be destroyed. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean, you're not praying for their death, necessarily. Remember, destruction is olethros, which is that word that meant, remember in the last chapter we covered, that's pithério. I think they're related. I thought it means... destruction. Okay. Olethros. All right. So destruction of the flesh. So it can indicate some sort of bodily harm. And the idea behind it is that they would bring him to repentance. You know, because sometimes, I'll tell you what. I prayed many times to be delivered, but it wasn't until I really wanted it that God actually did it. And God could have done it at any time. And I felt like I really wanted it all those times. And the things I still need to be delivered from, I still feel like I really want it now. But sometimes God puts a little extra pressure on. And you really feel it. And then you really want it. And, you know, it's not that I have to provide, you know... But sometimes that's what God causes us to go through. Now this is no, when he says, you know, and that the spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. It's no guarantee. You know, you may deliver them to Satan and Satan has his way with them and leaves them like Judas. You know, it doesn't always turn out so good for those delivered to Satan. Because sometimes God is not, and I'm not saying... You know, can you lose your salvation? Well, most of the time people think they have salvation because they did work or something. You know, they had faith, they put their faith in Jesus, they did some sort of work, and now they think, now I'm saved. What they fail to understand is that salvation is a work which God has done, which he began before the world began. Which he took counsel in himself and decided who he knew and who he did not know. And who he knew... Those whom he foreknew, he also called. Those who he called, he also chose. He also predestinated to be conformed to the image of his son. He justifies them. He makes them holy. He makes them just. He gives them righteousness. You know, he gives them all those things. And we have to obtain those things. And because in the obtaining of those things is salvation. Salvation is not just going, it's not just the resurrection of the dead. I'm going to skip over all the nonsense about going to heaven. It's not just the resurrection of the dead. It is it's sitting down in the heavenly places with Christ even now. In this present world. That's why, you know, there can be, through faith, sometimes people get a little puffed up. Even though they haven't obtained the fullness of Christ, they start off and they get some stuff from God. And the power is so exhilarating and then they get puffed up. It's kind of natural. And then God knocks us back down again. By the word of his apostles, by the words of the preacher, by the words of a teacher, by physical trauma, you know. Things can happen. I've seen lots of bad things happen to people who do bad stuff. And sometimes bad things happen to people who are doing fine. Now you think about Job. I mean, all the things that happened to him. I would like to be able to be like Job in that... Something bad happens to me, and I could say I know for certain I've done nothing to offend God. unless it was for something in my past, but I prayed God would put that all behind me by his blood, by the promise in his blood. But I would want to, if anything bad ever happened to me, I would want to have the consolation in me to know that it wasn't because of any wickedness I had done. As long as you have wickedness, there's always that question. But if you are standing with Christ Jesus, walking as he walked, and then persecution and affliction comes, you know it's for the sake of the truth and for the sake of righteousness that you're suffering. And in that, there's joy and comfort. But otherwise, there's doubt and fear. And sometimes fear can be what turns people. You know, it's all about what God wants to put in us to make us his sons. He does all kinds of things that we don't understand, but it creates in us the things he's trying to create in order to bring us to the place he wants us to be. I trust in that, in the operation of his spirit, in the operation towards the, you know, the end of all the things that he's planned. I mean, I trust in it. I pray, I'm like, you know, like I think about the little ones I have, and so I pray, Lord, you know, be merciful to us, especially while they're young. But even if I had to suffer through that, I have to say, I have to acknowledge and yield to the will of God, whatever it is. So through, you know, when great sin comes, sometimes great trouble needs to come too, I remember when I was on drugs, that was my biggest fear. I started having nightmares about the police and, you know, about being in trouble for using drugs and getting caught with drugs and, you know, and also dreams about that I was going to bring my children down with it and so on and so forth. And it really troubled me deeply. You know, I mean, I'm glad I didn't actually go to jail. I think if I was not a family man, maybe God would have done that because it would have just been me to suffer. I think for the sake of my wife and kids, I'm thankful that she was walking uprightly so that God would be merciful towards her, because I think that's more of the reason. Because if it was just me and I was only living as a single man, I'd just want all that stuff to happen. Just be rough with me. It's kind of glamorous, at least in my eyes, you know. Like I want to be like the people in the Bible, you know. Part of me still says, I want to, and I, you know, I feel like I want my kids to grow up, and then I do that. But you know what? God has his own plans. I can make my plans. I can let my desires be known. But you know what? He might show me just to show me, Paul, it's not the way you want it to be all the time.